Now, something else that the body does, and you mentioned this earlier, is that the reason why all of these cells got together in the first place was to be able to share awareness. And this new economy, which is now being called Wikinomics, I'll explain a little more what that's about, the new economy has become a way to operate even more efficiently by sharing information that used to be hoarded. So, for example, in the 1990s, a Finnish software designer named Linus Torvald created a very successful open source software system called Linux. And the way he did it was he revealed his code to the world and he invited programmers everywhere to improve on the system. And from all over the world, people who are interested began to improve the system. And now this is one of the most robust and successful software systems in the world. Since that time, we've had Wikipedia. As a matter of fact, we have established a website as a wiki, in other words, as a way for information to continuously grow and gather and improve, so that the story that we're initiating here as the new story of spontaneous evolution can be filled in the next 10, 20, 30, 50 years. The story is not yet written. It's being written. And it's being written like a wiki. Very rapidly, people collaborating to get the best information so that we work most efficiently. Now, open source might in fact be the key to solving society's most challenging problems that have been made worse by the for-profit system. Because as we said yesterday, the more money you throw at a problem, if you have people who are actually making money on that problem, the problem will persist. But what better way to think globally and act locally than to have ideas from one place tried elsewhere and have failures reported and successes reported for everybody to see? After all, life itself is open source. At this stage in human history where we find ourselves like the bacteria we talked about, in an increasingly unfriendly stew, we need to openly source any information that's going to help. Now, I want to ask you something, Bruce, about money. We have a very complex money system in our human society. We have interest. We have debt. We have money issued as debt. We have borrowing. How does the body deal with this?
Well, the one pure thing about the body is that there is no borrowing and lending of money. You either have the energy or you don't have the energy. So the body system acquires the energy and uses that in real value. The value of an ATP molecule is the same for a liver cell as it is for a bone cell. There's no interest charge on ATP when distributed throughout the body, so that we are living in direct value, so that the money is more or less the equivalent of colonial script that we talked about when America was experiencing its prosperous beginnings, where the value of money was an equal value to what it represented.
Yes, and so what you're saying, Bruce, is that we can't borrow money from a future lifetime, put it on our ascended MasterCard, and pay for it later.
No, what you got is what you've got.
And so in our planetary system, wealth really is the same as energy, isn't it?
It is actually the representative, because we talk about energy and power, and we talk about money as being power. So, of course, money does represent that energy.
And the source of energy on this planet, we have the sun. We have the derivatives from the sun, like wind, chlorophyll, plant life, food. So essentially, if you were to think about it, we have a lot of money in terms of energy. And our challenge is to capture the renewable energy that comes up every morning. And that is the source of our true wealth. So if we use the natural wealth that comes up out of the earth, that comes from the sky, and we apply the amazing resource of our human imagination to that, we could actually generate enough wealth for people on the planet. Now, one of the problems has been the money system. I'm not going to go into a very deep conversation. I mentioned some of that earlier, but some exciting new developments about money. Money is merely a means of exchange. There's a new money system that supports adding value and not extracting wealth. Monetary expert Bernard Lyotard makes a very interesting distinction between what he calls yin currency and yang currency. Yang currency represents the standard currency, the dollar, the euro, the yen. That's the currency that is imposed, in a sense, from the top down. But the yin currency is a complementary currency that allows time-rich and cash-poor communities to experience more full employment and higher standard and quality of life. So, for example, we all know something in our communities. Maybe there are these trade currencies. And so perhaps if you're part of one of these trade exchanges, let's say you're a mechanic, you're able to use some of your trade dollars to fix somebody's car. In exchange, you get a massage. Now, maybe in the normal scheme of things, you couldn't afford to spend $80 or $90 to get the massage. But because it's trade dollars, it's a whole different system. You have this additional quality of life. In Japan, they have a very interesting system called caring relationship tickets. So, for example, and this is their substitute for elder care. Let's say there's an older man who lives in your neighborhood. Well, you do shopping for him. You spend time with him doing shopping. You get these credits. And then your mother, who lives in another town far away, can have the same quality of life services in exchange. It goes into a big pool, or you can save it up for when you get older and you need it. So there are these other alternative systems that allow more of the cells to be cared for, allow for more of the cells to be employed. Now, interestingly, one of the things that the Lyotard points out is that the word community comes from the Latin cum, C-U-M, munere, M-U-N-E-R-E. Munere is to give. Cum means among each other. Community means to give among each other. So a successful community, there is a high level of giving and receiving. We've seen how the body can teach us some things about economics. What about politics?